wait a minute, wait a turn, minute. On turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it, though. Play it, I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business. He make a lot of moves. He talking Scott Catoon.
Welcome to Technori Live from WGN Radio. I'm here. I'm Scott Catoon. You're joined by Beth Bond. Welcome.
Hey there, Scott. I'm excited about this one. I love this woman.
I was going to say, I feel like this one was, I don't want to say you set this up, but I feel like you set this up. We're going to sit down and talk with Terry Brax of Women Tech Founders and a lot of other things that you're involved in. But in particular, this one is talking about the Midwest Conference, I think is kind of our focal point here. So Terry, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And the love is mutual all the way around the table.
Nice. So first, just give a quick synopsis of what Women Tech Founders is, and then let's jump right into the Midwest Conference because that's kind of why we're all here.
Yeah. So Women Tech Founders is an organization, grassroots organization, actually, created by founders and now joined and supported and advancing women all throughout the tech industry. So we have women from startup founders right through Fortune 500 leaders and everyone that is aspiring to be, whether that's students or career changers. And we have found that by the connecting, we are able to really advance them in ways that we really have found are impactful for the rest of their lives. So founders finding investors finding a broad range of talent, leaders from corporations that have moved up through our organization by the connections that they've made at us as well.
Yeah, and I think from the one dude standing in the corner watching over this, I think one of the unique parts about Women Tech Founders is it's while the name is Founders, it's really not just about finding individual players. It's about kind of a community of players that are individuals.
Exactly.
Which is unique and different. And we talked about this in the roundtable conversation with Alita and Beth as well, about the fact that there is Fortune 500 companies play a huge role in the way that Chicago's ecosystem scales and builds and lives. And you play a very unique role, sort of, even if it's on purpose or not, as a matchmaker to introduce the people who are coming up through the ground to those Fortune 500 and then open up an opportunity where particularly women in those positions can be like, oh, wow, I would love to get involved in this and I didn't know about it. And so you play a key matchmaker role there, which is really unique. And one of the ways you do that is through events. And you've got a big one coming up right now. So let's talk a little bit about that and chime in anytime because you know more about this than me.
Yeah. Correct. So we have the Midwest Women in Tech Conference. It's going to be coming up on April 26th. And that is actually one powerful day of seven events back-to-back or side-to-side, depending on the time that you're there. Everything from females that are in engineering to a powerhouse roundtable that's going to include Andrea Zopp, the CEO of World Business Chicago, Carolyn Collins from UI Labs, and Verma Pahlavi, who is heading Accenture's 10,000 employees. So really amazing, powerful women that are leading our city, that are leading the Midwest in their visions and making things happen. And so we have a full day that's going to be including some other really cool things that are going to be happening, including a pitch competition that is focusing on underserved communities. We have Beth, who is helping lead some really cool things,
student
too, which
delegation.
I love.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There
so
you
we're
go.
Super excited, and this is all going to be happening at UI Labs, which is super innovative area that we get to showcase there. And so, all the way from start to finish, it's going to be one jam-packed day. We've got demos going on. There'll be, you know, everything from robotics to actually an app that helps people get massages. So you get
nice.
A massage, and then you get to go play with
your
toys.
Is that Lisa app by chance?
Yeah. Yes, Lisa,
Lisa app.
App.
Yeah, I love them.
Got a massage over at
yeah.
Connect.
They, so like that, this is like the perfect kind of Technori story. It's like Lisa app launched on stage and got their investor, the first like major investor, when she walked off the stage and the person was there and was like, oh, I love this. And that was seed stage. So like to see these companies grow. We talk about WeSolve all the time with Stella. She is crushing. We helped her and she got connected with Salesforce. So another sponsor of ours. So seeing all these, not just female founders, but also companies that are just doing really well and continue to move up. So
yeah, the big piece is going to be really that we're also highlighting all of our award winners. Yep. So in 2017, we had the first Midwest Women in Tech Awards, and there were 12 different verticals that were named. all of those women will be there presenting their stories and the big lessons that they've learned that they want to share with the next generation that's coming up. So
Very cool. It'll
be super powerful information for everybody.
And this is an event that is free of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, correct? I've had my fill. Like, every event we go to, it's like, and then we've got the spinoff where we're going to do a crypto. It's like, okay, all right. So I'm sure they'll talk about crypto. But
yeah, we've got a fintech.
We have the fintech award winner.
Is going to be talking about a few different things.
That's different. But, yeah. I'm sure you'll have Christy Ross or somebody there talking stuff
Christy
like
Christy Ross will be opening the day.
There you
she
go.
She is our Woman Tech Founder of 2017. So she will open the entire day.
You can't beat that. I don't mean to. We're not mixing. I think cryptocurrency is a major thing and blockchain is important. And I don't mean to piss off any of our blockchain-y people. I'm a fan and I follow it. Fintech and blockchain, believe it or not, before there was Bitcoin and crypto, there was fintech. That was first.
Who knew?
So let's. Christy Ross has been very busy in fintech
bartering
for some time.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. There was bartering. Yeah. Even further back. Very cool. What is, if I could ask you kind of a couple questions on where things are going with Women Tech Founders, things that your initiatives you guys are really focused on, in addition to the obvious day-to-day block and tackling, what are some of the things that are of particular focus in 2018 and maybe even beyond?
So we are staying with our core of making sure that we elevate the awesome women that are here in the Midwest, and we're going to a larger scope. That's what's coming up. Right now, some of the women that are really shining are the women that are winning these different awards, and they're doing everything from biotech hand scanners to different med tech applications. So putting them in the spotlight is number one. But we are also broadening the range of what we're doing. So you're going to see us doing some unique speed networking for funders and founders.
Very cool.
We've got a few things that are in the fire that next time I come on Technori, I'm going to be telling you all about
them.
Nice,
exciting. So. Nice. I mean, I think, and this is, I don't want to go off on a tangent because we don't have a whole lot of time, but the one thing that I would like to see more of, and so like, if I usually ask the guests, like, if they have an ask, like, what's the ask? I have an ask on this for everyone here, because I know you guys are all getting involved in, and events are a huge thing. And obviously we're involved in events. I would just love to see more events that are like particularly social, like the one you talk about, the matchmaking, that are like well curated, so that we can start having more people who can make an impact. The one complaint I have of a lot of the events that I attend is I oftentimes leave being like, all right, well, what do I do next with
right.
this? Right. There's
yeah.
this, and I feel like as a person who throws events, one of the things that we can all do to make it better is that we build the ask into the events. We say to people, mm-hmm. follow up with these people, we'd like to know more about how this went or whatever, some sort of interaction, so that when they leave, it's like, yes, we got a deal at this matchmaking event with Women Tech Founders, and here's what the deal is.
Yeah, so we have, on that note, we have Microsoft sponsoring Proximity's yep. badges. So digital badges, wearables, you know, we're going to be doing networking based on the interests of people, not only for the main reasons they're coming, yep. whether they're an investor looking for a founder, or whether they're a corporate leader that's looking for people for their pipeline, or whether they're a student looking for a mentor. All these types of things are going to be coordinated through these digital badges. So that's going to be a really great networking piece that's happening at this conference that's coming up too.
Yes.
But yeah, we have other things that are connecting as well. I think one of the really fun things is that we are having our pitch competitors. Mm-hmm. They'll be visiting our high school students. We'll have the speakers that are on stage doing some very specific mentoring type of activities.
Yep.
So we are bringing the community truly together of females, whether you know they're from high school right on up to...
I like that. I like that a lot. I like the idea of being able to be on stage and make your pitch and do whatever and be a part of the world, and then also reach out to somebody who's a little bit younger coming yeah. up, who looks up to you. And I mean, obviously, you can't get a better combo than you and Beth when it comes to pairing those two things together.
Next generation.
Yeah.
Very cool.
The women that are doing this are doing it in so many different ways. And when they talk about it, like Katie Lynch is
yep.
going to be talking about Codeverse. And Jamie,
she'll be talking about it like this a little yeah. bit.
Oh, no.
I can't do the thing.
No.
She came
Sorry,
in here. She appreciates it. She came in here, and we tried. In the live show, we tried to go sentence to sentence, me copying her accent, and it did not go well for me at all. She had like a couple choice words I could do, but it was like everything else.
Did she try to follow you and say things like you?
She didn't, but she did say that I was the only person she met who talked faster than she did.
Okay.
So like I had that.
Scott, you can copy her talk, but don't try her miniskirt.
Yeah.
We're good.
Not the top.
I think, yeah, I think I'm good
You'll
on
it. Never pull it off the way she
I'm
does.
Quite positive that I not, few can. I don't think, I don't even know how, like where she gets the clothing stuff from. She Her outfits are ridiculous. She has the she has to win the fashion award by far. Well, Coco Mears is pretty talented.
Coco Mears, yep.
It would be a 1-2, you know, kind of combo there with Coco Mears and her if we had a fashion award. We should do that. We should have like a random, I know that seems terrible and very Trump-like, like, but we should have some kind of stupid social, no. Pants suit is still cool. We can make this work. I am digging a huge hole. To fill this hole back in, one more time, where do people go to learn more about Women Tech Founders as well as the Midwest Conference?
WomenTechFounders.com and MidwestWomenInTech.com. We try to be very searchable,
April
too.
April 26th.
Yeah. Yes. April 26th. Yeah, we all try to be very searchable. April 26th. Thank you very much, Terry, for coming in.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks, Beth.
Of course, you can catch this episode of more at technori.com. You can download the podcast on iTunes and stay connected. Following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or you can follow me at Katoon, or you can follow you, Beth, at
Beth Bond.
Boom, that's a wrap.